You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. And you know what? Whenever people are criticising Alex Jones, they run great risk of being, destroyed by Alex Jones fans. Like, see, I've seen it happen, man. It's basically career suicide. And I'm taking great risk, and kind of like there's this little voice in my head going, Vinny, stop talking about this. Change the subject.
Well, I don't worry about it because, you know, number one, we've exposed people, and I know you talked about it with Stu, but, you know, we've exposed the satanic sacrifices in Denver by the most evil men on the planet, the Council of 13. We were all over that story big time. So, I mean, when you deal with that, you know, Alex Jones is just a gnat on an elephant compared to these people. So, you know, I've said my piece about Alex Jones. I've got the information. You know what? I know people believe my information because when I look at my YouTube videos, I get way more thumbs up than thumbs down. And I understand. You understand, if I would have had the information that I have given people back when I first knew about Jones, I would have never, you know, carried his water, because I said, wait a second, he's censoring cancer cures. Wait a second, he censored a Marine whistleblower that his information was used in Congress. Warning, something doesn't seem right here. Why is he doing this? You know, so I guarantee you 100% that if you look at my information, you know something isn't right. And I do it because I want to push Jones. I want him to repent. I want him to join the good side of the force, quit lying about Judy Woods and space beams and all this garbage. You know, it was funny, you know, because Stu, as you know, has really been vindicated over the last 6 months. I mean, first, Gore Duff, that tremendous interview that you can see on YouTube. If you just Google Stu Webb, Gordon Duff, awesome interview. He verified everything Stu Webb has said. He said, even said on the show, hey, Stu, if it wasn't for you, we would have never even known about this Mailman guy and all this stuff that was going on in the mafia and so forth. So, I mean, Stu Webb's a patriot. I'm just going to say that. And that's all I want to say is, I hope Alex Jones has a come to Jesus moment, stops lying and repents for his lies, because and I do disagree with one thing he said, Vinny. I understand that the normal job of the media isn't to take a side. I understand all that, but we're literally in a fight for life and death here. And even if Jones doesn't want to provide a solution, he knows as well as I, if not more, because he's been in this game a lot longer than I have. And I don't do this also out of jealousy, so don't even go there. I could care less. I'm a team player. You know,
it's funny that you should mention that, because that was exactly what I was about to say, because if anybody comes out and criticizes Alex Jones, they get accused of jealousy or I want to – basically, it's lonely at the top. I want to be him, therefore, and I can't be him, so therefore I'll criticize him and bring him down to my level. That's what we get accused of.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the thing, guys. Number one, I'm not even in this game anymore. I only came on this interview because I had promised you before I'd even changed our format that I would talk about this. So, you know, I won't even be really doing much of these in the future. Maybe a couple here and there, but overall, I'm out of this game. I never wanted to be an Alex Jones. I just wanted to be a team player like you did. I started my site not thinking I was going to be an Alex, just wanted to be a part of the solution. I would have been so happy to find out Alex Jones was real, because quite frankly, Vinny, I can guarantee you this. I just know what I would have done in his position if I would have had, you know, been exact same position, because number one, he was a millionaire before he even started. Stu found that information out from he got relatives, he inherited money, just say that. So he's worth some money before he got big like he is now. But regardless, he's pulled in millions of dollars. He's got the bunker, you know, under his house that he's working on. So he's very well taken care of, and it all makes sense if he is pushing some kind of agenda. And like I said, I'm not jealous at all, because if Alex Jones was real, we would have already won this war. I really do believe that, because here's why. Number one, he would have funded Stu Webb's lawsuits, and Stu Webb alone could have done some major damage. He's, you know, He needs lawyers. He needs money. But that would have been simple for Alex Jones. I mean, he could have raised 50 grand in an afternoon, literally. I mean, no problem. So don't sit there and tell me that that's okay, that Alex Jones didn't fund a super patriot called Stu Webb. Because anybody that's real in this business, you know, will tell you Stu Webb is legit. He is legit. You know, he is classified as a federal whistleblower. He's got great information. That's why they try to kill him so many times, guys. They're not going to try to kill him if he's no threat, okay? So it's never okay to censor somebody like Stu. So my only thing is, if he doesn't want to be part of the solution, then why didn't he ever build somebody else up that could have done that and said, hey, everybody, go over to Vinny's site, go over to Project Inch, whatever. It's like, I don't even want that position, because like I said, I'm all about spreading the information as far as getting people right with God, because without God, we're doomed anyway. But I'm just saying, anybody else that's legit, like you, Pete Santilli, there's only a handful of people that I trust, because you guys are the only ones that haven't censored the information. And I've been watching you. You've been doing a great job out there. And Pete Santilli's done a very good job, and just a handful of others. But everybody else, like Intel Hub, oh, we don't want to talk to Stu Webb. Oh, it's like, what? You know, you're a fraud.
To a large extent, I think the whole concept of trust is actually quite dangerous, because you can trust somebody to be honest, but they could be wrong. And if you're trusting somebody's information or whatever, knowing that they could be wrong, you know, you can lead yourself down several garden paths. And it's like, you can trust somebody's integrity, but you can basically never trust somebody's information unless you've really looked into it and researched into yourself to confirmation. Like, you have to be a constant skeptic, particularly of the right people you love and trust. I mean, that's the reason why finding out the truth about Alex Jones offended me and threw me for such a loop, and actually really depressed me, because of the enormous amount of trust that I put in him. It's like, you put somebody up on a pedestal, okay? And right, once they fall off that pedestal, you, the person who put them up there, who's been supporting them all this time, are the one who gets crushed when they fall.
Yeah. And it's upsetting, because you trust this guy, and then all of a sudden you find out, wait a second, he's the biggest out there, he's got the most reach, and he's not real, he's got some kind of agenda that I didn't know about. Then you're like, oh my gosh, I can't trust anybody basically at the top.
Yeah. And maybe that's part of the agenda, is so that everybody is so distrust. And here's the thing, what are friendships and relationships supposed to be based on? They're supposed to be based on trust, okay? Right. If you don't have trust in a friendship, if you don't have trust in your partner that you're in a relationship with, you don't have a friendship, you don't have a relationship. It's just that simple.
That's right. And
yeah, if you get, and I've met too many people who are damaged goods, who have had their trust violated, and then unable to trust anybody ever again, and in so doing, they're incapable of having a real human relationship ever again.
That's true. You're right about that. I mean, I always trust people until I have a reason not to. Because you can't live like that. You cannot, oh, I don't trust anybody anymore. I will trust somebody until I basically catch them in lies and catch them deceiving. And they don't, and when you bring it to their attention, I mean, that's the other thing is, I have a big problem when I can't reach people in this business. You know what I mean? Like, I can reach you. I could never reach Alex. I could never reach Mark Dice. You know, I could never, you know, all these people that are unreachable ever, no matter how many emails, no matter, you know what I'm saying? It's like they get their little cubby hole and they're isolated. Then they can say, oh, you know, it's always, you hear that on the air all the time. Alex, I sent you 5 emails. Didn't you get them? Oh, send it to me again. It's like, I seriously think every email that goes to InfoWars just goes down the toilet or something, because hundreds, you know, of sounds emails like a, were never returned. Hundreds. Okay.
It's not entirely dissimilar from how politicians respond to things, you know, like I think I ambushed the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Mr. John Key, used to work for the Fed, Federal Reserve, in charge of derivatives for 2 years in New York, and talked to him about world government. He goes, oh, send me a letter. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. You're not going to read that letter. Why do you think I'm ambushing you?
Send a letter. I like that. But, I mean, here's the thing, guys, you know, and I've said pretty much the main points about Alex Jones. You've covered it, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, don't ever go to his website. I mean, use some of his information if it's good information, but don't, like you said, don't trust any one source. And I can't trust a liar, period. I cannot trust somebody I know is a liar. So that's why I put out this information, because I just want you to know you're not going to be saved by Alex Jones, in my opinion.
Well, here's an encapsulated view for you. If you want to wake people up, kind of like if you want to give them a drug that'll get them hooked on the truth, give them Alex Jones. Seriously, he wakes people up like nobody's business. But you must evolve from that.
Right.
Okay? You can't just be hooked on a substance and never give it up, because it will destroy you, essentially. And that's essentially what it is about. You know, introduce yourself to the truth. He's remarkably better at that. I can't find anybody that's better at waking people up than him, as try as I might. But again, he's not the be all and end all. Nobody is. We're all human. We're all flawed. And we'll also be right back, because we've got commercial breaks with Glenn Kennedy.